Daf Tes of Maseches Sukkah, starting a new Mishnah. It says the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah already. So Sukkah Yishana, a old Sukkah, Sukkah Yishana. Beishamai Poslin, Beis Hillel Machshir, and so Beishamai Apostles, a Sukkah Yishana, and Beis Hillel is Machshir. A Sukkah Yishana. Ve'ezu Yisukkah Yishana. So what's a Yisukkah Yishana? Kol sha'asa kodem l'chag shloshim yom. Any Sukkah that was built 30 days prior to the Yontif. Aval im asa l'shem chag afilu mitchilas hashana k'shera. However, if you made your Sukkah for the sake of the Yontif, even if you made it at the beginning of the year, that's also fine. So we just pointed out that Rashi explains what does it mean that why is the Mishnah giving this hagdara of 30 days before the yontiv, that if the sukkah is built within 30 days of the yontiv, then we assume that that's a kosher sukkah even according to Beis Shammai. So Rashi said right that toch shloshim lechag have kiven de sholin behilchos. Hachag called him the Chag Shloshim Yom because we know the halacha that comes up at the end of Maseches Megillah that 30 days prior to the Yontif is when everybody starts learning all the inyanim of the Yontif. You start asking your Hilchos Sukkah, Avraminim Shailas, and the 30 days leading up to it is Kilu Lahavdil, tis the season. Right? So we assume that any Sukkah that's built during that time period is. Was made l'shem hachag, even according to Beis Shammai. We thought that was a very interesting way to explain Shloshim Yom, but it makes a lot of sense that it's the season. It's the season for building sukkahs, so we assume that that sukkah was also built l'shma. No reason not to believe that. Okay, so now the Gemara starts.
It's just like a real comment, though. But if you got a sukkah with like some of the walls permanent. Then how can you say? I know it's just a moment we got to go into the it's just mission. We're going into the Gemara now. But how can you say it was built the same chag when perhaps upon some of the walls might be
right? So here we're talking about the schach.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, that as long as the schach was put on the Shema, so then that Beis Shammai is gonna masher. I mean, the walls themselves don't have to be built necessarily the Shema.
Okay.
There's also another notion came to my mind as far as the shechiyim that's made. I know there's a dispute whether when to make the shechiyim. So something by we paskin that we do on the Yom Tov itself.
Mm-hmm.
But if built on perhaps more than 38 days.
Right, if it was built with Shema at the beginning of the year, the Mishnah says it's fine.
It is built.
Yeah.
And then,
as long as it's built with Shema, you can build it whenever you want, according to Beis Shammai. Pesul says even if it's not built with Shema, build it whenever you want. Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So now the Gemara is going to explain where did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel get the reasonings from. So first, let's start with Beis Shammai. So my time of the Beis Shammai. What is the reason of Beis Shammai? Again, what's Beis Shammai Shita? Somebody tell me.
It's not valid. It's puzzle.
What's puzzle?
An old sukkah is puzzle.
An old sukkah. What's an old sukkah?
The one that's built more than 30 days before the chag.
That also was not built.
The Shema.
That's it. So then what's the reason Beis Shammai came? How did Beis Shammai come up with that? He got it from the Torah. Omar Kra. It says in the pasuk. Chag Hasukos Shivas Yamim Lahashem. The Chag of Sukkos, Chag Hasukos Shivas Yamim Lahashem, has to be Lahashem. Sukkah Hayasuya L'shem Chag Be'inan. Here we see from the pub, what's this Chag Hasukos Shivas Yamim Lahashem? That it's coming to tell us that the Sukkah Hayasuya L'shem Chag, it must be that the come and tell us that the sukkah has to be made for the sake of the yontiv. Ubeis Hillel, hahu mibayilei. Oh, so what does Beis Hillel do with this pasuk? Hahu miba'ilei, he comes to learn from it, l'kidur of sheshes, the same way that Rav Sheshes used this pasuk. The Amr of Sheshes Meshum Rabbi Akiva, because Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Minayin la'atze sukkah she'asurin kol shiva, how do we know that the wood of the sukkah is usher to use for all 7 days? What do we mean by that? We mean that, let's say you have a three-wall sukkah, right? And now you want to use part of one of your walls as a baseball bat. Clearly you're not allowed to do that. That is this halacha from Rav Sheshes, so that you're not allowed to get hana from your sukkah other than sitting in it for 7 days. How do we know? So again, the Amr of Sheshes, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, Minayin La'atzei Sukkah, She'asurun Kol Shiva. How do we know that a sukkah is usur for all 7 days? Talmud Lomar, because we learn from the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yamim LaHashem, that the Chag of Sukkos, the Chag of the Sukkos, is 7 days for Hashem. It's for Hashem, not for us. We're not getting hana from it.
We're talking about the walls of sukkah. We're talking about the schach.
So here we are talking about the walls. Because what are we dealing with now? Again, Beis Shammai said a sukkah yeshana no good. How do I know? Because we have the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. That comes to tell us that what the sukkah has to be made l'shem chag. Now, what's Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel doesn't hold that a sukkah yeshana is no good. He says sukkah yeshana is fine. So what does he do with that pasuk? He darshins that pasuk differently. That pasuk is telling me a different halacha. That pasuk is telling me the halacha of Rav Sheshes. What's the halacha of Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, that what's that pasuk coming to teach me? It's coming to teach me that you're not allowed to get hana from the walls of the sukkah for all 7 days.
Other than sitting in it.
Vitanya. And how do we know that this pasuk is coming to tell us that you're not allowed to get hana? Vitanya, because we learned in a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Kishem shechal shem shamayim al hachagiga. Just like, Shechal Shem Shemayim, that Shem Shemayim is Chal, it's imbued on the Chagiga, on the carbon Chagiga. Kach Chal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. So too, Shem Shemayim is imbued on the Sukkah. Shenemar, how do we know? Because of the Pasuk, our Pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. The Chag of Sukkos is 7 days for Hashem. Ma chag l'Hashem, the chag in the pasuk is referring to the chagiga. Ma chag, just like the chag, the chagiga is l'Hashem. Af sukkah l'Hashem, so too the sukkah is for Hashem also. Therefore, you can't get hana from it.
And that's the end of the brisa.
That is the end of the brisa. So now let's review. Review. Back to basics. Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. A old sukkah. What's the halacha?
Beis Hillel says it's kosher.
Good.
Beis Shammai says it's not kosher unless it was made l'shem chag.
Exactly. So how did Beis Shammai come to his reasoning? What's the pasuk? That comes to tell me that what? The chag of the sukkos is Shivas Yom LaHashem. Must be that the sukkah has to be made L'Shem Chag. Right? So now we have an issue. We have to figure out what is Rabbi Yehuda now going to do with that pasuk. I'm sorry, what is Beis Hillel going to do with that pasuk? So Beis Hillel is going to use that pasuk to tell me a different halacha. What's the halacha he's coming to tell me using that pasuk?
You can't use the wood for any. You can't get hana from the wood of the sukkah for any purpose besides using it for the sukkah itself.
Besides using it for the sukkah itself. We know that from the pasuk, again, the same pasuk, of Chag HaSukkot Shivas Yom LaHashem. And how do we know that that pasuk is coming to tell me, is coming to tell me that you're not allowed to get Hanah? Because what else does that pasuk tell me? The Braisa of who? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. What did Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira use that pasuk for? To tell me what? That just like the Chagiga is the Chal Shem Shamayim, it's Chal Shem Shamayim al Chagiga, that Shem Shamayim is imbued on the Chagiga, and therefore you're not allowed to get any Hana from the Chagiga. What's the halacha about that, by the way? Was the carbon chagiga was brought for the yontiv, right? And you weren't allowed to use the carbon until the evarim were right. The evarim were brought on the mizbeach. I'm sorry. Yeah, shalme chagiga shem shemay chalim laosar an ad. Right, they're usar until acher haktaras imurin, until the fats were brought on the Mizbeach. After that is when you're able to enjoy from the Chagiga, but until then, you weren't allowed to. So until that point, Shem Shamayim is Chal al Chagiga. Right? So, again, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira uses this pasuk to tell us what? That just like Shem Shamayim is Chal al Chagiga, so too Shem Shamayim is Chal al Sukkah.
So he comes to support Beis
Shammai. He comes to support Beis Hillel.
So
yeah, because what did Beis Shammai use that pasuk for? To tell us that the sukkah has to be made lishma.
Right.
But here we're learning a different halacha, that you're not allowed to get hana from the sukkah.
Go ahead. So it's in this pasuk, the juxtaposition of Chag HaSukkos.
Exactly.
Chag Chagiga needs to be L'Shem Shemayim. So too, HaSukkos needs to be L'Shem Shemayim.
Has Shem Shemayim imbued in it.
Hillel, based on Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira.
Yeah.
How does that support Beis Shammai?
No, it doesn't. It supports Beis Hillel.
Oh,
yeah.
So I see Beis Shammai comes from a standpoint from a metaphysical standpoint.
Right.
While Beis Hillel is physical, and so is Beis
Exactly. That physically the sukkah has kedusha to it. How do we know that? From the pasuk of Shivas Yomim, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. Beis Shammai uses that pasuk to tell us what? To tell us that the sukkah has to be made lishma. Now, ask the Gemara. Let's start from the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning of the Gemara. So my time at the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? Amar Kra. Because we have a pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yomim LaHashem. The Chag of Sukkos is seven days for Hashem. Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag B'Inan. Must be the sukkah that you're making has to be L'Shem Chag. Beis Hillel Hahu Mibayile. Now what does Beis Hillel use that pasuk for? He uses it to teach me L'Kidder Rav Sheshes. Like what Rav Sheshes taught. The Amr of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, Mishum Rabbi Kiva, in the name of Rabbi Kiva, Minayin La'atze Sukkah Sha'asurin Kol Shiva. Had we know that the walls of the Sukkah are Asur all 7 days. Talmud Lomar, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. From the Pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem. V'tanya, and we also learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, Keshem Shechal Shem Shamayim Ala Chagiga, Kachal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah. Just like by the Chagiga, Shem Shamayim is imbued on it, so to the Sukkah, Shem Shamayim is imbued on it. Shneamar, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem, Ma Chag LaHashem, just like the Chag is for Hashem, Af Sukkah LaHashem, so to the Sukkah is for Hashem. So now the Gemara asks, "Ube Shammai nami bibayle lahi." Wait a second. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. You're gonna tell me Beis Shammai doesn't agree to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? Of course he does. So,
So wait, the words there, nami also mi ba'i learns lay it lahachi from this
lahachi to this halacha.
To this halacha.
Meaning he also uses that pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom Hashem to learn out the same way the Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra did. Meaning no one disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra. Even Beis Shammai uses the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom Hashem to teach that you're not allowed to get hana from the sukkah. And that there's a special, that Shem Shemayim is already chal on the sukkah for all 7 days. So now we have to find a new pasuk for Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai is not going to use that pasuk for to teach me that a sukkah yeshana is possible, that it has to be made lishma.
Because Beis Shammai also holds by Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra.
Exactly.
So that solves the problem of how Beis Shammai from where Beis Shammai holds that you can't use the wood of the sukkah for another purpose.
Sure. Sure. Now we have our original issue though, so where did Beis Shammai get his shita from? How does Beis Shammai know that a sukkah yeshana is possible? Back to basics. So ask the Gemara. Beis Shammai nami mibayi lelahachi. Wait a second. Beis Shammai also holds of this halacha. So answers the Gemara. Enachanami. Yeah, you're right. Enachanami is a phrase. It means yes. Hachanami, that also, meaning Enachanami, he also says that. He also agrees to that. So now, Ella maitamayu de Beis Shammai. So rather, what is the reason of Beis Shammai to say that a sukkah yeshana is possible? Ksiv kra achrina. He learns it from a different pasuk. Because it states in a different pasuk, Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase lecha shivas yamim. The Chag of Sukkos, you have to make for yourself for seven days. Sukkah ha'asuya l'shem chag be'inan. So you have to like flip around the words a little bit. Beis Shammai is making a drasha in the pasuk. Chag ha'sukkos ta'ase lecha shivas yamim. Rather, you read it as, right, Rashi says, let's find it. Yeah. Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase. Right? You see Rashi? The Rashi is, it's the fourth Dibra Maskal after the Gemara starts. It's Rashi Dibra Maskal Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase. Yeah. So again, what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, rather, Beis Shammai learns it from a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha Shivas Yamim. So says Rashi, how does he learn it from that pasuk? Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase. Sukkos Ta'ase Lechag. You see how Rashi switched it? That the pasuk says Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase, and then Beis Shammai is making a drasha of Sukkos Ta'ase Lechag, that the sukkah has to be made for the yontif. Suris Hamikra Vidarshehu. He flipped around the pasuk and made a drasha based on it.
Swiss means flip?
He changed it. So again, let's see the Gemara. So Ela Maitamayu de Beis Shammai. Rather, what is the reason of Beis Shammai? Ksiv Kra Achrina. Oh, because he's got another pasuk. Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase Lecha Shivas Yamim. The Yom Tov HaSukkos is for 7 days. We want to make a drasha from the pasuk. Really, don't read it as Chag HaSukkos Ta'ase. Rather, read it as said Rashi, Sukkos Ta'ase LeChag. That what is it coming to teach us? Says the Gemara, Sukkah HaAsuya L'Shem Chag Be'inan. It's coming to tell me that the sukkah has to be made L'Shma. It has to be made L'Shem HaChag. Ubeis Hillel, Hahu Mibayilei. So now what is Beis Hillel going to do with that pasuk? We have a new pasuk for Beis Hillel to deal with. So Ubeis Hillel, Hahu Mibayilei. Beis Hillel uses that pasuk to teach me La'oson Sukkos Bechol Shel Moed, that you can even make your sukkah during Chol Moed. Let's say, for whatever reason, let's assume the man's a tzaddik, and he got into a situation of an ones. a relative got sick, God forbid, or he's a doctor, he had to run to the hospital, and he was stuck in surgery, and he wasn't able to build a sukkah for whatever million reasons. So now he comes into Yontif, he doesn't have a sukkah, unfortunately. So what's going to be on Chol HaMoed? Can you make a sukkah?
You can't.
So this is a machlokas between, we're going to say, later we're going to get to it, in Mirtz Hashem, in a few short weeks, we're going to get to a machlokas on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis.
Because you learn from the first book that's brought, that it cannot be built on
Oh, so Beis Hillel understands that pasuk differently. Beis Hillel says, "Haom b'alei la'osan sukkas b'chol shamoid." That pasuk is coming to tell me that I can make my sukkah on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because what's the pasuk say? Chag hasukos ta'aseh l'chol shivas yamim. That for the chag of sukkas, you could even make it ta'aseh l'chol all 7 days. You can make the sukkah all 7 days. Not make for yourself a sukkah that's going to last for 7 days, and if it lasts less than 7 days, that's no good. No, that even if you find yourself in a situation where you don't have a sukkah in the middle of the 7 days, build yourself a sukkah. That's the way Beis Hillel understands the pasuk. Ubeis Shammai, but Beis Shammai sfir luhu ki Rabbi Eliezer. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, which again we're going to get to in a few short weeks on the Chav Zion. The Amar ain osin sukkah b'chol shamoid, that you cannot make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. So we have a machlokas in the Tanaim about whether or not you can make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. It's a fascinating, probably it comes up, you know, it's got to be one or two shilas across the world that happens every sukkah. You know, that, I'm sure it happens.
One or 2,000, yeah.
Yeah. So we posken that you can't, right?
That you can't?
That you can't.
That you can build it during Chol HaMoed?
You can, yes.
Yeah? Okay. I don't remember. Sure. Mistamba, we do. I mean, Machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel.
No, they do. They have these,
yeah.
These portable sukkahs that you can bring to
the pop-ups?
Yeah, sure. And then you have
the what? What do you do?
Take it down and put it up.
Oh, yeah? Sure. Cool. I have a friend who works in the restaurant biz, and he told me that this is apparently what I'm sure that no one's going to pay too much attention to this on the recording, but what they do apparently is that all the kosher restaurants, they, at least in the city, they put up their sukkah right before sukkahs, and then they get a notice from the municipality that this structure doesn't have a warrant and it has to be taken down in 7 days. So you're good. Yeah.
That's not considered a stolen sukkah.
Is that considered a stolen sukkah? Because it's put up against the rishos of the Medina.
Yeah, maybe it's not even on property that it could be on the sidewalk or something that they're not allowed to use.
I mean, don't we say that a sukkah gezula? What do we say about that? We didn't get to that in the Sefer. Oh. But either way, I don't think that'd be considered a stolen sukkah. I mean, the property might not be a place where you should have put it, but that doesn't make the sukkah itself. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good shaila. I wonder how many of them are asking. Whatever. Okay. But either way, we have a machlokas in the Tanoim. First, how to understand the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'chol Shivas Yamim. What did Beis Shammai do with that pasuk? To tell me that the sukkah has to be L'shem Chag. That you flip around the words of the pasuk. That don't read it as Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'chol Shivas Yamim. Rather read it as Ta'aseh. How did Rashi say it? Sukkos Ta'aseh L'chag. You make the sukkah for the yontif. And what did Beis Hillel use that pasuk for? To tell me that I could even make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. That Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh L'chol Shivas Yamim. Make the sukkah all 7 days. Even if you don't have one right now, still make it. It's during the 7 days. And that's not an issue according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai holds, no, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer that you cannot make a sukkah during Chol Hamoed. Yeah. Anything that wasn't clear from the Gemara.
So we hold by that today, then. We're building a sukkah on Chol Hamoed. If it's Hilel, yeah. Hold it, we have to rehold it.
Right. Machlokes Beis Shammai, Beis Hilel. Yeah. Yeah, it's just interesting that the usually the Ein Mishpat, the you know, like the on the side, on the left hand column, the upper left hand corner, is all the Mar Makomos that where the Gemara shows up in the Shulchan Aruch, and it wasn't quoted. But I guess we're gonna have to wait till we get to Chaf Zayin and Beis Mitzvah Shem to learn it up better. But yeah, could be. Could be. But, there's a fascinating Tosus about that. And, he's not talking about Chol Hamoed, he's talking about An Yantav itself. That there's a Tosus that says that making cheese on Shabbos is... making cheese on Shabbos is a, the Gemara says, is a tolda of, or Tosas is a whole lumdus, and on Shabbos and Tzadi Hei. Without getting into too much arichos, it's very complicated Tosas. I have trouble understanding it totally myself. But at the end of the day, Tosas wants to make a chiddush that making cheese on Yontiv might be mutter because of ochel nefesh. So if that's the case, so then that would mean that you'd be able to even build your sukkah on yontif, because we have the call of mitoch. That mitoch shehotcha letzarcho ochel nefesh, na mihotcha shelo letzarcho ochel nefesh, as long as there is tzarch hayom ktas. That just like how we allow, let's say, hotzah, one of the malachas that you can do on yontiv mishum ochel nefesh for cooking purposes is carrying, right? You want to carry the food to the neighbor across the street, so that's allowed. But let's say you also want to bring the picnic basket and the chairs and the table and the, so that's also allowed. Because since we allow it by the food, we're going to allow it by things that are not the food also, hotzah. The Tosfos wants to say the same thing by a sukkah. He has some sort of a havamina like that, that just like how you're allowed to make possibly, we don't pass them that way, to make cheese on yontiv, so then so too, you should be able to build your sukkah on yontiv, but that's way outside of our
sukkah. That sounds like a stretch.
Yeah. But anything that wasn't clear from our sugya, though, I want to make sure we have it clear. That again, so let's review it outside. What do we say in the Mishnah? We have a machlokas between Beishan Beis Hillel about what? Suki Yishana, whether or not it's kosher. So Beis Shammai said that it is
pasul, unless it was made l'shem chag.
Exactly, and Beis Hillel says that it's kosher. Build it 3 years ago. You're good.
And we're only talking about skach.
Skach.
How long is the skach going to last?
I don't know. Those mats are, I guess it depends. Mats. Yeah, I don't know. Assuming that it lasts.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, oh, my time at the Beis Shammai. What's the reason of Beis Shammai? That a sukkah, Yishana is pasul. That the Chag HaSukkos is Shivas Yamim LaHashem. That must be, you have to make your sukkah L'Shem Chag. What does Beis Hillel use that pasuk for? To teach me what?
What is
Beis Hillel? What's Beis he going to use?
Says that he used that pasuk from a Baraisa by Rabbi Yehuda ben Sisera, that pasuk is meant to tell us that you can't use the walls of a sukkah for any purpose besides the sukkah itself.
Exactly. So let me ask you, does Beis Shammai hold of that halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Sisera?
Yes.
He does. So if that's the case, what's Beis Shammai going to do with our pasuk of I'm sorry, if Beis Shammai is going to use our pasuk to learn like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra, now we're back to square one. So what's how's Beis Hillel going to explain? Beis Shammai going to explain himself? He needs another pasuk. How does Beis Shammai know that a sukkah yeshana is pasul? So he learns from a pasuk in Devarim. What's the pasuk say over there? Chagasukas tase lecha shivas yamim. He wants to make a drasha. How does he want to change the pasuk?
To read, sort of, to tell you that the sukkah must be made for the sake of the chag.
Exactly. Sukkah tase lechag. Right? That you make the sukkah for the sake of the chag. For the yantiv. So, tell me, what is Beis Hillel going to do with that pasuk?
Build a sukkah on
Chol HaMoed. So, how does Beis Shammai know you can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed?
He says he can't build it on
Chol HaMoed. He holds like who?
Rabbi Eliezer.
Perfect. So, tomorrow we'll pick it up further in this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. For now, let's go through the Chazara inside. Yeah. So, since Eliezer's not here, we'll learn together tonight.
All right. First, I'm sorry, I'm very...